Hello, this is Dr. Fanny Gulcher dictating an endoscopy report on Gilson Lopes, date of birth 7/4/1949, date of procedure March 22nd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Fanny Gulcher. Referring physician is Dr. Catherine Simon. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroendoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, comma, cold biopsies, and colonoscopy with cold snare, polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy, polypectomy. Next line. Description, indication is dyspepsia, comma, diarrhea, comma, colorectal cancer screening. Description, procedure, and form consent was obtained period. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, will explain to the patient. Sorry, please go back to the indications and write dyspepsia. Comma, generalized abdominal pain, comma, screening for colon cancer. No diarrhea. Okay. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesion, such as malignancy, well explained to the patient, period, the patient's breath and endoscopy, placed in mouth lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care, period, while lubricating with sodium gas scope was introduced into esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of duodenum, period, careful examination of the duodenum involved, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, retroflex view was obtained at the party period, or from the stomach, forward, duodenum scope, period, the patient was then turned around, mouth lateral position, as direct examination from period, while lubricating with sodium colonoscope was introduced into the rectum, and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is informed by the presence of the appendiceal or facility cecal valve and complex of the period. Careful examination made of cecum, and cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, second colon, the rectum period, retroflex view was obtained in the rectum period. Boston Bell prep score is graded as a 5,1-2-2 period. Patient had procedure well without any complications findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal at upper endoscopy, there was a proximal esophageal polyp that was diminished in size at 20 centimeters from the bite block. A cold biopsy polypectomy was performed. Next line, the Z line was regular at 40 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema that was patchy and mild. Comma biopsies were obtained in the interim body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there were three diminutive gastric body polyps from cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was the duodenal bulb appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained in D2 for evaluation for celiac disease. Overall, D2 looked unremarkable other than the periampullary region, which appeared abnormal. Comma biopsies are obtained here for histology and to rule out an adenoma. Next line, a colonoscopy. Next line. The colon was redundant, tortuous, looping, and required a significant amount of repositioning and counterpressure to reach the cecum. Next line, the Boston Bowel Prep score is graded as a 5,1-2-2, comma, poor prep. There was no evidence of any large masses. However, smaller or flatter polyps could have been missed. Next line, there was a approximately 10 millimeter eosinophil and sessile polyp from a cold snap polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive transverse colon and sessile polyp from a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter eosinophil and sessile polyp from a cold snap polypectomy. Next line, there was a 6 millimeter sigmoid colon and sessile polyp from a cold snap polypectomy. Next line, there was a rectal approximately 10 millimeter sessile polyp from a cold snap polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding but were erythematous. Next line, plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll follow up pathology from the periampullary area. If abnormal and appears to be an adenoma, would refer to CARE for further evaluation and treatment. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy next available with two-day prep given port prep. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.